Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just want to show you the best place to invest your money right now. Let me share my screen here. Hopefully you can see that. Before I get started, make sure you get on my free daily newsletter by email. Get some bonus stuff, secret sauce, trading PDFs and stuff when you subscribe. Okay, so let's get over to it. This is MotoWave. We're going to use harmonic scans using Oanda data. As well, including Forex and CFD. With CFD, I wouldn't recommend it to trade with, but it's good just to watch. So let's get to the, or cut to the chase and see where the places to invest into are. Right now, I would definitely say anything related around food, basic food production is definitely going to be a place to be. You can see here our four-hour chart since April 2021. Corn has moved up from 550 to over 740. That's a 50% rise. That's like pretty massive. So that's our daily chart. You can see here it's starting to really accelerate. And since last August, it's really gone pretty crazy. Next one, we can do the same thing with soybean daily chart here. Price at 870 all the way up to 1570. You can see it's accelerated also, almost doubled over the last 8-9 months. Another one to watch for sugar. It has had its pullback and now it's starting to come back again since beginning of April. So this is another good place to invest, buy and hold. Natural gas is hitting a range bound. It is slightly moving up. But those are probably your best places. Another one to put money into is copper, leading industrial metal right here. As I said, October 290 all the way up right now to 470. So it's, again, close to not doubling, but it's definitely just a ride up compared to anything else. So when you start to look at our harmonic scans, you can clearly see that a lot of these, for Australia, USD, that's the strongest one in US dollar, which is fairly choppy. Right here, it is kind of flat again. Brent crude, again, is just kind of range bound here on a daily chart. It's just been going nowhere since March 9th. That's just due to, you know what, the global sickness, as we call it, on YouTube. Everyone's going to be asking about gold. And here we have gold in one-day chart, gold in British pounds. It's just declining. Same thing when it comes, actually, it's Australia dollars. It's not bad, but you're still not making any money there. Australia and the Swiss franc is not doing too good either. Just range bound. And that's since August of last year. So overall, I would think that gold, silver, actually, these are silver, I should apologize, but silver is the same thing. It's just, it's range bound. It's really kind of, you put money in there, it will take off when the panic sets in. When will that happen? I don't know. There are indicators that I look for to help out there. You can see here, just generally, we have here a lot of the currencies are either in Singapore dollar or Hong Kong. And then we also have a safe haven here, kind of like a long here where the scan price is higher than the current price. So a lot of this, you're not seeing the U.S. markets as a top excellence score either. You have to get a short on the Hong Kong, same with the India as well. It's all choppy. So this is why I'm saying you better off to be in those commodities, as I mentioned earlier, with inflation kicking in. Singapore, it's not declining in Singapore dollars. A lot of these pairs, they're not declining, but they're not going up. So you're just tying up money when you put money in there. Here we have the treasury. This is a big catalyst for everything. Everything's kind of stable right now on a daily view. On the 10-year, it is somewhat declining, as long as it stays stable, we're okay. Once it starts to decline like this, it's something to watch out for. WTI, same, it's going to be range bound, as I said earlier, no different than Brent crude as well. A lot of these are just going nowhere fast. Okay. You better not to better just stay away from a lot of these. A lot of these currencies, here's some more gold. You can see here's just been declining again in British pounds, in Canadian, it's range bound, Euro, range bound, Singapore. I mean, there's some strength there with the Asian markets. Here's Australia 2000. A lot of these, well, actually, the Australian market's not doing too bad there. It's got some strength there compared to the U.S. I'm not sure if the U.S. would outperform, but a lot of more Asian, especially with Australia. Here's something with China. China's been just not been very strong. Actually, let me go back to that. Where am I going? Oh, here we are, right here. So with China, you can see it just dropped off. It was having a nice incline up until February 18th and just totally dropped off. So here, not looking good overall. That's why I'm saying you want to be in those commodities. If you want to learn more, just look in the description. Even England is in decline, which is, you just don't want it to decline. You know what I mean? This is probably the only U.S. indices that's got some strength there is the Russell 2000, the daily. It's kind of gone, again, range bound there. USD, INR declining. We know why, because of the latest news coming out of India. USD and Thai baht. The USD 2-year spiking there, but let's look at the overall. Just been flatlining again, but these are your top picks. So there is an asset class out there that's the better one. But if you want to learn more, just join here at quantlabs.net for the free trading secret sauce stuff. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for watching.